Humans always look so cute when they're sleeping. So blissfully unaware of the world around them. He doesn't even know that there's a beautiful woman standing just inches away from him. How peculiar. There's no scent of another woman coming from him either. Has he truly never been taken by another human or demon in this day and age? I can already imagine how embarrassed he'll be if he woke up and saw me standing here. I just know he'd look so cute and flustered. It really would be a shame for him to think that his first time was nothing more than a dream. I'm sure he'd like it if I came to him as a character on one of these many posters, but... oh, they're just more fun when they're not dreaming. Especially virgins. Always acting so shocked and vulnerable when they see me. I would hate to waste an opportunity like this. Oh, hell, I deserve a treat. Halloween only comes once a year, after all. Hey, sleepyhead. Wakey, wakey. You have a guest. Oh, right. Let me just get the lights for you, sweetie. Ooh, your reaction is even better than I expected. Is this a new experience for you? Maybe you thought you'd never have someone like me in your room. Since I have been sent here, I know that you love girls that look like me, pleasantly plump and covered in freckles. The kind of body that makes you want to breed me. I think I've touched a nerve. I must be right if you're getting embarrassed. Or perhaps... are you just not used to someone paying attention to you like this? Or is it a little bit of both, sweetie? Scoot over, okay? We can talk first if you're uncomfortable. I don't mind. Good. Just try to calm down. I know this is your first visit from a demon. Maybe the first from any girl. And you know what? I think that's pretty exciting. I know you've dreamed of something like this before, where a girl shows up in your room, maybe unannounced, maybe invited. Either way, maybe you're a little scared for her to see your room. Your private space. I know humans like you can be kind of shy, showing what your room is like to others. It's like a window to your soul. It must be especially scary for a demon like me to see what your soul is like. You can tell I'm a succubus with one glance, I'm sure. But don't worry, sweetie. I'm not here for your soul. No! Most of us get by just fine on cum. Anyways, you shouldn't be embarrassed, darling. These figurines, consoles, anime DVDs and posters, I think it's cute. Endearing. If one of those human girls saw this part of you and didn't like it, that's her problem. So what if you're what they call a nerd? You deserve love and attention too. So what if that's just what you want to hear? It's still true, sweetie. Besides, the fact that humans find so many ways to entertain themselves is part of what makes them so interesting. I think it's pretty cool that you like this stuff. Anyway, you already know I didn't come here to admire your collection, as impressive as it is. No, sweetie, I'm here for you. You must know what tonight is, right? I didn't ask you if you wanted to breed me just to tease you. Halloween night is when the worlds of the natural and the supernatural are closest to each other. And normally us succubus just absorb the cum we get from humans. But tonight is the exception. Because Halloween is when a succubus is most likely to get pregnant. If you come in me, there's a great chance we'll have a Cambian child together. Now, it's up to you if you want to pull out, but I don't think you'll pass up the chance to come inside a cute, voluptuous girl like me. Especially if it's your first time. Now that's a good boy. Just lie back on my lap and I'll take good care of you. Just try to relax, okay, sweetie? I may be a stranger now, but it doesn't have to stay that way. I can keep visiting in the future, figuring out the best way to get more cum from you. It's more efficient than visiting strangers every night, don't you think? That is, if you can handle filling me with your cum every single night. A girl's got to eat, and I'm so very, very hungry. Don't worry, though. Your soul is safe from me. I promise I'd never hurt the father of my child. So, you might want to make sure that you get me pregnant, sweetheart. Here, let me get your pyjama bottoms off for you. They've been looking pretty tight since I started talking about being bred by you. Let's see how hard you've got for mummy. Oh, I think I saw it twitching. Did you like that? You like the thought of having a succubus as your mummy? Someone with a cute, chubby body that wants to be bred. Oh, darling, is that your ideal woman? Hush, you don't need to say anything. Your cock says it all, sweetie. Here, I'll start nice and slow. Does my hand feel good, sweetie? Good, I'm glad. It's no fun for me if my boys aren't enjoying themselves. I could have just taken you in a dream, but you deserve to see the real me when you breed me. Let my face be burned into your memory until I'm the only girl you ever think about. Oh! Ah! It just came naturally to you to suck on my breast, didn't it? It's just too tempting when they're right in your face. There's no milk for you yet, though, sweetie. But I hope that changes. Oh, you look so cute like this. Do you want mummy to pet you while she's stroking you? Yeah? Good boy. I'm going to go a little faster, okay? That's it. Oh, suckle like you want my milk. Oh, you can have all of my milk when I'm pregnant. Oh, you're gonna make me a mummy, right, sweetie? Oh, that's a good boy. I can already tell you're going to be good breeding stock. Oh, now listen, sweetie. All of your cum is for me now, okay? Don't you be wasting it on any other girl or even in a tissue. You are going to breed and feed me from now on. Oh, suck the other one too. Oh, yes, like that, sweetie. Oh, harder, harder. Oh, that feels so good. Does it feel nice to have a woman's hand around your virgin cock? It's so much better than your own, isn't it? I can make you feel all kinds of pleasure, you know? I am getting so wet from this. It's so hard to just not mount you. And you better not fucking come before you're inside of me. I am not wasting the chance to have a human's child. Huh? You're ready for it? You promise you won't change your mind about coming inside me? Okay, well, you asked for this. Oh, don't look so disappointed, sweetie. You'll have my breasts back in your mouth soon enough. Just lie back and enjoy the view. Watch me straddle you with your tip at my entrance. This is a good one. Virgins are always so delectable. And the way you've been flustering just makes me want to get rough with you and milk every drop of cum from your big, tasty balls. The way you're throbbing already in my tight pussy is so cute. You've never felt anything like this, have you, sweetie? No sex toy can compare to the real thing, especially from a succubus. Oh, it's so hard to not be rough with you. Though, I do want to push you to your limit. Maybe leave some bruises on your thighs. But we both know you'd come too fast if I did that. It's probably already getting hard to resist flooding my pussy. Especially when you know it could get me pregnant. Do you want to get your mummy pregnant, sweetie? Do you want a pregnant succubus to visit you every night? My belly getting more and more swollen with your baby over time. My breasts getting fuller and fuller of delicious milk. Fuck, I can already imagine it. Oh, and the way you whimper when your cock twitches is so fucking cute. Oh, my little boy is so shy, huh? Wait, I feel something. Did you come already? Oh, don't worry, darling. It's okay, but you know I won't be satisfied with just this much, right? Oh, give me more cum. I know it's sensitive, but you should have thought of that before you came early. Here, suck on my fingers. You're getting too loud. I promise it will be worth it. Oh, admit it. You wanted me to be rough right from the beginning, you little human slut. You wanted mummy to do what she pleases with you, even when it hurts. Especially when it hurts. Oh, and I bet you want me to choke you too. Oh, don't you think you need to be punished for coming too early too? Don't worry, I'll be gentle with you. Just enough to get you nice and scared. That's such a fucking cute look for you. Oh, you're so eager to be used, aren't you, sweetie? You love filling my hands around your throat, don't you? Take it, slut. Be my little breed slut. Get me fucking pregnant. Breed me now. Are you gonna come again, sweetheart? Are you gonna come into my womb and make me a real fucking mummy? You want to see me pregnant, don't you? You want to see how big my breasts get? How big my belly gets? Fill me with your cum. Fill me. Give me that cum. Good boy. Good boy. Good fucking boy. Breed me. Fucking cum inside my pussy. Impregnate me. Fucking breed me. Sorry. Sweetie, I think I got a little out of control. It's just so hard to stop when I get into a breeding frenzy like that. Sweetie, I hope I didn't scare you too much. The demon in me just likes to see that part in humans. Here. Let me lay down on you and we can cuddle. And you can suckle on my breasts while I pet your head. You did a great job in breeding me, sweetheart. There's so much cum inside of me. I just know I'm going to be a mummy. I just know I'm going to get pregnant. But I want to keep your cock inside of me just to make sure. Just a little while longer. Is that okay? Oh, you know, I've always wanted to have a human's child. They're just so cute and weak. They don't even have magic to protect themselves. But don't worry. I promise I'll keep you safe. Just call for me if you ever get a visit from any other kind of demon. Okay? I promise I'll come back for you soon. And maybe you can show me a thing or two about the human world while we're at it.